This show is brought to you by Audible and by patreon.com/thegroupquest. In today's GQDN, we talk about maybe some Cataclysm, what you could do for Overwatch League and Nintendo Switch. But today, we start with PlayStation, this coming to us from DualShockers.com, and you could get free online play if there's enough profit from PlayStation Plus. Now, on Twitter, OopsLeaks said, Sony is considering the possibility of announcing some major games outside of big events. Some titles may be announced separately to distribute media attention. There are also a high chance we'll see a free online play comeback if the new PS Plus will be successful. Meaning, major games could be free if, and only if, PlayStation Plus is indeed profitable. Now we go to Destructoid.com, and they're saying that Battletoads and Double Dragon is getting a Nintendo release. Now this release will be on May 22nd, so about 1 month from now, at about $60. So if you wanted some Battletoads, but you wanted it on NES, well, now's your chance. All in 8-bits, so go ahead and have fun with it, guys. Now we go on to another Destructoid article saying that Sonic Origins now has a release date. And that release date is June 23rd, 2022. And it comes with Sonic 1, Sonic 2, Sonic 3 and Knuckles, and Sonic CD. Now you could play it with updated graphics or with the old graphics that it has. It all comes on Sonic's birthday. Yep, right there, June 23rd. It will release on PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Series X, and Switch. And like I said, it'll have the classic mode with it. So if you like Sonic, you might like Sonic Origins. By the way, the price tag, $40. Basically $39.99, but $40, whatever. Now, something else that's coming on, or that's coming out, I'm sorry, not coming on, but coming out, and this will be in DLC form, is Tiny Tina's Wonderlands. This comes to us from GameInformer.com, and with Tiny Tina's Wonderland only been out for like a month or two, they have already announced that they are coming out with a DLC called Coiled Captures. There's a video that's up on YouTube, I believe, which gives a little bit of gameplay with it, a little bit of a cinematic with it as well. So if you're into Tiny Tina, go give that a try. When will it come out? Well, right now there's no word about that, at least as far as what I've seen, but it is coming. Now we go on to GameSpot.com, and Nintendo Switch OLED is on a discount. It's on Woot, and at Woot, the Nintendo Switch OLED is at $325. So not a bad price for that. If you don't have an OLED right now, you can order it at the Amazon company called Woot for a decent discount. Another one from GameSpot is Digimon Survive is coming out this July. Now, Digimon has been delayed many, many times. Basically, it was slated to come out 3 years ago, but now with updated graphics and a bunch of other things, all this and that, it now comes out. So, July 29th, enjoy it when it comes out. Now, winding things up with some Blizzard news, Dot Esports has said that when Overwatch League shows up, you may be allowed to do some co-streaming for the game, for the league. Now, could this really happen? Well, it does. What you have to do is you have to go through their application, which is a Google Doc. And if you ever had to do anything with Google Docs, then you know what to fill out. By the looks of it, you can only you might be able to stream on like Twitch or something like that, but it'd probably be better off if you did that on YouTube. So you could. It does ask where you're streaming from too. So if you're interested, there is a link up on Dot Esports. There probably is a link up on the Overwatch, playoverwatch.com. I haven't looked yet, but it might be there. And you could stream the game right from there. All the games, and probably with the announcers in the background. So people would have a different idea of what to do. Now, that all begins on May 5th. So we're not too far away. We're only about 2 weeks away from the Overwatch League. So are you excited about that with all of the new stuff that's coming into Overwatch? Let me know at Joe Brums on Twitter. We end today with, we had the World of Warcraft announcement yesterday, but this is coming to us from IGN. And what they are saying is that Cataclysm could be the next classic announcement if the community wants it. People said, why can't we have Burning Crusade? People said, why can't we have Wrath of the Lich King? Does it stop there? It might not. Keep in mind, we have had people stopping at a certain expansion saying, that's enough, I'd much rather play this expansion and not the next one. So we shall see what happens. So anyway, you can find me on Twitter at Joe Brums. You can find the show at the Dawnforge. At the Group Quest. And you can also follow at Dawnforge. And Dawnforge.com. That'll be it for the show. This has been a Dawnforge production. Copyright 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you again tomorrow for more gaming news. Bye for now. Thank you.